Young Moments. We start this week enjoying memories from 46 years ago and the first Radio 1 appearance from this broadcasting icon.
One of my favourite groups in the whole world that probably a great number of people have never heard of, Captain Beefheart and his magic band. And I'd like to play this one especially for Shirley, with whom I saw this group in Los Angeles. It's called Yellow Brick Road.
John Peel on his first Radio 1 show, Top Gear, this week in 1967, alongside Pete Drummond. Another legend moved this week in 1981, a new home for Kenny Everett. Radio
2. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Cuddly Ken, and I've joined the BBC.
He's joined the BBC.
Yes, folks.
Kenny in the bosom of the establishment at the hallowed Radio 2. This hadn't always been a lucky week for Kenny, though. This week in 65, he was sacked.
This is Herbert W. Armstrong with tomorrow's big news.
They used to have a 6 till 9 show in the evenings, and they used to interrupt it every night with this taped thing from America. And it's an evangelical thing, and he tells you what horrors are in store. So when at the end of the show, I used to say sort of little, snide little comments about him, and one day he came to England, and I didn't know he was there, and I said one of my funny little things at the end of his show, and he rang Radio London and said, "Get that shit off my show!"
The first end to Kenny Everett's career this week, 48 years ago, on the Pirate Radio London. 1984 now, and until this week, there was just one UK chart show on Sundays.
But it was exciting because nobody really took it seriously in the early days, because we were up against head-to-head the BBC Radio's flagship program on Radio 1, you know, the Top 40. And but I thought that maybe you could do a chart show in a slightly different way, and maybe with the collective responsibility of all the marketing and promotion departments and all the commercial radio stations around Britain, we could actually do something that would be significant.
Kid Jensen, the first host of Commercial Radio's Network Chart this week, 29 years ago. And this week at 87, a new departure for the BBC chart, as Bruno Brooks unveiled it on a Sunday for the first time. The reveal had been on a Tuesday lunchtime. A Paul Burnett generation remembers smuggling in a radio to school. Something new too, this week, 39 years ago,
Florida,
as Commercial Radio came to Wales.
It's our aim to produce a blend of programming to entertain, inform, and above all, give you a sense of real involvement in community matters.
The launch of Swansea Sound this week in 1974.
Good morning and welcome to the first breakfast show on Swansea Sound. I'm Chris Harper, and we have 3 hours to get to know each other a little better.
A decade later, some commercial stations were getting into difficulty, and this week in 85, amidst financial troubles, Radio West in Bristol merged with Wiltshire Radio, and the mighty GWR was launched.
How about giving them radio 24 hours a day?
Hey, yeah, they'd really like that. After all, life goes on 24 hours a day. Why can't radio?
Well, it means we could give them even more of what they want to hear.
What? More local and national news?
Yeah.
More local people talking about themselves?
Right.
More community involvement? More features about sport, local history, gardening, photography?
More of their favourite...
Back then, GWR had three separate breakfast shows. Bristol presenters included Steve Orchard.
It's out today! The new Radio Times!
It's 90 years this week since the Radio Times was first published, the official organ of the BBC. It cost tuppence.
This is London calling. As the Radio Times has now made its appearance and will give you full particulars of the week's programmes in advance, this will be the last of my Saturday night talks on coming events from 2LF.
Other listing magazines weren't available. 1988 now, and something exciting at Radio 1.
This is Radio 1 FM, testing on 98.7 megahertz. Yes, Radio 1 FM is coming soon on this frequency. Switch on date is Thursday the 29th of September. No more mushy medium wave with all that interference.
Radio 1 poised to switch on FM in the southwest and west of England 25 years ago this week, just a few weeks after Bross had helped turn on the other huge FM transmitters.
It's just terrific scenes out here, a great way for Radio 1 to celebrate the first day of the big stereo switch on in the north, the Midlands and Scotland. Tonight, really, outside Radio 1, screams, smiles and swoons outside the Radio 1 studios.
And of course, this was the week that Radio 1 had launched, back in 1967.
When I got there, it was the flower power era, of course. And all those of us who had come over from the pirate ships, we were all dressed in suits and had very short hair. And all the BBC people, they were all dressed up in flower power gear. And they were desperately trying to show that they were with it. And we were trying to show that we could be establishment if necessary.
The voice of Radio 1!
Number 3 this week in the Radio 1 Fun 30. And it comes, of course, from the movies called Flowers in the Rain. 3 minutes now past 7 o'clock on the first of the Tony Blackburn shows from Radio 1. And we have all the press, the other side of the glass there. We've got absolutely everybody in the studio. The press from all corners of Clapham Common.
Radio 1! Tony Blackburn.
The launch programme from Radio 1 with Tony featured music from the Bee Gees, the Four Tops, the Move, Simon and Garfunkel, the Supremes, and Engelbert Humperdinck. As Radio 1 launched in 67, programmes like this ended. Music Whilst You Work. This was a show launched during the war to boost productivity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the last time you'll ever hear that theme, and it's been played for many, many years. Music While You Work was played this morning by Jimmy Leach and his organolians.
So with Virgin rebranded as Absolute this week 5 years ago...
Let's do it.
Radio Hallam launching this week 39 years ago...
Well, it seems these little things are sent to try us slightly on the very first morning of a new radio station, but...
And BBC Audience Research launching this week in 1936, thanks to the appointment of a chap from an ad agency. Those are this week's Radio Moments.